Blog Talk Radio.
I'm about to test to see who really got the Holy Ghost.
To let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, magnificent God, our Father. And there are not enough words in the human language that can express our gratitude, joy, and thankfulness for his precious, beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, wonderful Messiah, Savior, Jesus the Christ, right here on this fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, y'all, I'm trying to tell y'all, unapologetically and most of all unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. Yes, he is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, and the grave. But most of all, to our wonderful, beautiful, eternal gift of life, eternal life, that is. He's our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that we're living in, because we're sure living it right in Jesus. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. Lord Jesus, I feel good. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration that Holy Spirit God will allow me to, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been played and ever been made. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience will light, ignite, and then fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ, because God is not, I repeat, is not a respecter of persons, y'all. I'm going to let you with you. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him. in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration as well as your sanctified supplement from the Old Testament book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, verse 4, where we read the prophet Elijah, who is full of fear under the threat of losing his life from the evil queen Jezebel. Y'all know the story. Y'all been to Sunday school. Y'all been to vacation Bible study. Elijah runs away a whole full day and comes to rest under the shade of a broom bush. Weak and distraught, he declared that he is ready to die, y'all, and then depart from this cruel, cold, mean world that he was living in, and it's been got colder, crueler, and meaner since then that we living in. Lord, help us today. We too could be faced with such excruciating circumstances. We want to find shade somewhere and in something, somewhere or in something, just get away. But even then, and especially then, we rediscover that our God is a great deliverer. Hallelujah, God. And we're going to be talking about shade, because we believers in Christ will sometimes extend ourselves to such a great capacity that we find ourselves overextended, y'all. So we're going to talk about that need that we have to go find some shade without being shady. My special guest is here, awesome woman of God, who has been on the battlefield singing God's praises. Gospel artist, woman of God, Rashida Thompson is here. And she's going to bless us with her testimony. We have her new music, and we're going to be blessed by her inspiration right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. And then I'm going to dig down in that Word Up reported library that I have, that you anointed speakers, orators, and narrators of the words of inspiration from God, Holy Spirit God. And we just gonna have church right here, right here. So go call a neighbor, call a coworker, call somebody that's in your spirit right now that Holy Spirit God wants you to get in touch and let them know that Brother Ron Jefferson is back on the internet radio giving God his just due praise. And encouraging all of you listeners to keep on keeping on in the precious name of Jesus, because greater is he that's in you, beloveds, than he that's in the world. I'm a living witness. I know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the power of God living inside of us. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Holy Spirit God, for seeing us through dark days, for helping us to climb over rough mountains, and helping us to find the straight and narrow path where we were wandering in the wilderness of exaggeration and disillusionment. We give you praise, and we thank you for lighting the fuse. That's about to set this internet, as well as the radio airwaves, on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire. We bless your name, God, for you are worthy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let your fire burn through anything that's not like you, that you don't approve of right now, and we'll give you praise for lighting the internet as well as radio airwaves with Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire. Y'all heard her. She said it feels like fire. That's what made her start feeling good. She felt Holy Spirit God raising up in her spirit. I'm trying to tell you, woman of God, Olivia Rushing, she's just telling y'all through her ministerial song right there, right there. She said that if there's anything that you need, not always necessarily what you want, because God knows far better than we do. I tell you what, God's got it. That's why he told Moses. He said that, look, when they ask you who sent you, you just tell them, I am that I am. That means that God can just fill in the blanks for whatever it is that you might be going through. But don't get it twisted. We don't treat Almighty Creator God like he's some sort of genie in a lamp. We just pull him out when we want him or when we going through something. Rub the lamp of prayer and say, God, hook me up, give a brother this, give a sister that, and then bam, we supposed to expect it. No, it's intimate relationship that qualifies you through the grace of God, that the things that God wants for us as we walk the ways of our Lord Jesus, his ways become our ways. The things that he wants are the things that we want. So that when the Lord Jesus said to ask anything in his name, that means that the things that God wants and the things that God wants for you gets transferred into your understanding and your being as his humble servants. Then, God, whatever you want, that's what I want. And you think God ain't going to do it? You think God ain't got that answer, that remedy? Woman of God, Olivia Rushing, just told you, God's got it. My special guest is here. We stay functional. We stay flexible. I had to call this woman of God. I just want y'all to know, a quick testimony. I'm going to bring my special guest in, Rashada Thompson. This woman of God, we was working this thing out. The devil had been attacking my platform, y'all. I had been getting suspended by Facebook for, I guess, being too Holy Ghost filled or something, I guess. Spread too much good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I couldn't even figure it out. All I was doing was tagging people, letting them know about Fire the Gospel Experience and that God is good, saying an encouraging word, and I look up and I'm suspended again. So anyway, I had to work some things out. I asked this woman of God, she could help me out. She did. And now she's here because we had to make some changes. But I tell you, people of God, be ye ready. Always be ye ready, because you never know what God may have in store. So without any further ado, my special guest, Rashada Thompson. This woman of God is here, and she is coming to us from Dubuque, Louisiana. Pronouncing that right? She going to help me if I'm pronouncing it wrong. I'm telling you, she's somebody. I don't know who sent me her music, and I was so blessed by it. I said, I've got to get this woman of God on this Fire Gospel Experience so that she can give her testimony to go along with this anointed music. So without any further ado, woman of God, Rashada Thompson is here on this Fire Gospel Experience, y'all. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience, woman of God, Rashada Thompson. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on today.
You got joy all in your voice. I can hear it. When I first heard you on the phone, when we was doing our sound check, I could tell that you know Jesus, because I'm trying to tell you, the longer I walk with Jesus, the easier it is becoming for me to recognize the very same people that have this same spirit of God that's in me. I can sense it in them, and I sense it all in you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy to have you here.
I am honored to be here. God bless you.
Woman of God, how long have you been saved? Tell us the story about when you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
When I was about 18, I was filled with the Holy Ghost and saved. I don't really knew the Lord, but just truly, fully accepted him when I was 18. And the Spirit of the Lord was moving. I used to live in Bastrop, Louisiana. I grew up in Dubuque, Louisiana, but I later moved to Bastrop, Louisiana, and I lived there, and the Lord taught me a lot of things through the church that I was connected with, Ivory Chapel, and I grew in the Lord, and my singing developed. It was already there, but it had not been developed. It developed greatly in that ministry in Bastrop, Louisiana.
Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you, woman of God, just to let you know, I am currently broadcasting from the same geographical area. I was born in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. You know about Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I know you do.
Yes, sir. Yes, very familiar with that. I actually reside in Hainesville, Louisiana, and I've been here about 20 years.
Okay. Well, the reason I say that is because I was born in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. At the age of 6, they took me to Detroit. My listeners know I tell the story all the time, but I like for my special guests to understand how God will move us around time to where he wants us to be. Now, I was in Detroit for 40 years. Come on, Bible students. 40 years.
Wow.
That number right there is prophetic. That's biblical. Amen. 40 years in the desert.
Yeah.
40 years behind Mount Sinai. 40 years, and he went back to go get God's people. And then talking about 40 days that the Lord fasted in the wilderness. That number 40 is prophetic. So I encourage you, people of God, that as you continue to read and study so that you can be approved by God in your reading and studying and meditating on God's word, you'll start to see more of your own personal life in the scriptures. That's why we say the Bible is alive. Woman of God, I know you haven't had no easy road, but I also believe that God has given you victory. Can you share with us, first of all, as a woman of God, I ain't even talking about your music ministry right now, because I know that's a whole nother book and chapter. Can you share with us about some of the things that you went through that you said, boy, if I don't lean on God, depend on God, and trust God right now, it's going to be tough and it's going to be rough, okay? Share with us those times when you knew that God was on your side.
Well, I started out ministry actually just singing and traveling with older seasoned women doing prison ministry. Didn't really know who I was, you know, outside of just singing. And so I would go in and we would do prison ministry, and I would watch God use those ladies, and God was using me to sing, and he just kept growing me into the word, which I already knew the word as a Sunday school teacher, but to actually be able to speak the word. And so I had a passion and desire to know more about God. But I wasn't a person who went to college or anything like that to actually stand and publicly speak. So, you know, when God was calling me to preach, I was like, Lord, you know, I don't know anything about this. I don't know the Bible like that. You know, I need you to teach me what you want me to say, because I wasn't even a vocal person who would even speak in front of people. Now, I could get up and sing, but I didn't have the confidence to speak. But when I tell you, the Lord just put me in his secret place and really taught me what to say. He would give me revelation of the word of God. And so I would compare when I was studying. I would pray and I would study and see what God would have to say to me. And then I would go back and I would look at the commentaries and different things like that. And so what God told me would be some of the exact same stuff that was in the commentary. And so God was developing me in such a way that he was growing me even faster than I could keep up with. And so I had to depend on God. And I still do right today. I have to depend on him, because not only does he show me things in the word, but he gives me insight into people, where sometimes I pray for people and he'll show me things maybe of their past or in sometimes of their future. And so that stuff only comes from God. And the only way you can know things about people that you don't know is except God reveal it to you. And so my ministry is based on complete, total reliance upon God, what he wants me to do and what he wants me to say. And so just being a person that come off the streets, you know, and how God can raise up anybody and give them the word and give them the knowledge and confidence and the anointing, because the anointing is what makes the difference. You know, you can go to school, seminary, and all of that and still not be anointed by God. And so I know that what I'm doing is what he called me to and anointed me for.
Amen.
Right now,
I'm over here.
And has been. Go ahead. Oh, I thought you were saying something. For the last, I've been preaching ever since 2006. I was licensed in 2006. The Lord sent me to King Solomon, just the same way that you were saying God sent you, you know, out of state, you know, he sent me to King Solomon in Sibley, Louisiana, right before you get to Minden or outside of Minden, Shreveport, going that direction. And he put me around a lot of ministers and just to groom me in different areas. It's just, I just know that looking back at my life that everywhere I've been has been for my learning and for my development.
Amen. Amen. Yes, yes. I was getting ready to jump in there real quick because you shared so many things. I tell all my special guests that while you all are sharing, I'm back here taking notes because I want to stay with the high points that you all bring out and maybe go a little bit deeper, because I can so appreciate the fact that you gave praise, that you gave credit and acknowledgement to those mature, seasoned women of God, because that is so important. That is so crucial. As a matter of fact, if I may, there is a tactic in war called military. I'm an Air Force veteran. I grew up in Detroit, so I know about military tactics. Trust me on that one. It's called divide and conquer. See, the enemy always wants to separate the troops, the fighting forces, from their supply, be it food, be it ammunition, be it oil, gasoline, whatever. There's always the need for separation. And the tactic of the devil, people of God, please hear me, is that every generation seems to be a little bit more disrespectful to the generation that came before them. Ego, pride, and the allurements of the world, that wide road that the scripture talks about that a lot of people are following on, is so heavily influenced by the desires of ego and the desires of the flesh. And so because somebody got the bright idea back in the early 70s, stop spanking your child. That's cruel punishment. No, it ain't. The Bible says if you beat that child, it won't kill him. Amen. And I do believe that we need to bend the tree while it's green. So every generation, because there's no fear, no respectful fear of punishment for their actions, they have gotten so full of themselves that they said, no, ain't gonna be no consequences, so that they are egotistical nowadays, and they do not want to be approached. They do not want to be reprimanded, and consequently, Lady Thomas, they feel like what was good for the past generation no longer applies to us. I'm gonna ask you to speak a little bit more on the value, because there are people out there on both ends of the spectrum. I'm talking about those of us that are elders that feel like we're not being heard or respected. Say an encouraging word to them so that they don't give up and go sit down talking about retiring. But also, too, speak to the generations that are maybe being deceived, thinking that what we have to share in as far as life experiences go are no longer valid for them. That's a trick of the devil.
Absolutely is. My foundation is Jesus Christ, but God puts people in our lives and in our space. And so my grandparents, they cultivated, they groomed, and they developed me. And they taught me about respect, and they also showed me how to love. And so my first foundation was listening to my grandparents. And even though it may seem like your grandparents or whoever may be old fogey or, you know, not in with whatever all the different sayings and things that people are doing, what's in them is wisdom. And a lot of the stuff that we go through, they've already been through it. It might be in a different way, but they've been through it. And so the things that they have to offer us is jewels, is precious, and we should always want to hold on to that, those things that the older people and older generation has. And the Bible teaches us that the older women should teach the younger women. That's biblical. But
that's right.
We as younger women have to be in a position that we're able to receive teaching from the older women and actually acknowledge that we don't know everything. You know, if you don't know how to cook, you know, get around some older women that can teach you how to cook, how to be submissive to your husband, and different things like that. My godmother, I had a lady, she was my spiritual mother, and I used to go to church. When I first got into church at 18, I still used to wear my little whatever clothes. You know, I might wear a tied-up shirt with my stomach out. You know, she didn't just rebuke me sharply. She showed me with love, hey, you know, pull that down a little bit. And, you know, so it's a way
that
the older people have to be able to approach the younger people so they can receive. But that woman taught me basically everything about who I am today other than what my grandparents put in me. You know, we learned the word of God from our pastor, but she taught me spiritual wisdom. She taught me how to run a youth ministry. And so, you know, there are some things that older people can put into you that will take you far beyond that which a sermon may do for you. And so we as younger people, I believe that we have to have that respect, because one day we're going to get old. And I do believe the Bible when it says you're going to reap what you sow. On both ends, the older people, they are very valid and very important. My strength comes from the older generation because they were strong.
Yes,
they taught us things like mowing grass and, you know, raising crops and pigs and all that stuff. And even though people don't really do that now, it's the principle of learning how to work and get out there and get things done for yourself.
Preach it. You preach it. Amen. Amen. That is so true. And there is such value in having a circle of loved ones around us, be they family members, be they friends, be they coworkers, be they church members, because we need that hedge of protection around us. Because there's one thing to have a theory on what you think will work, what you believe with all of your heart and soul is going to be good. But if it hasn't been tested, you really don't know. That's the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is the accumulation of facts. Wisdom is the practical use of knowledge. That means I'm taking this knowledge and I'm putting it to the test. Amen?
Amen.
And
Amen.
I'm glad you talked about submission. Because the devil has taken words that were intended to be endeared and appreciated and twisted them and made them feel like that there's something subordinated, lesser than.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that it's tainted, it's contaminated. Because what I say, woman of God, if you want to speak on submission, you can if you like, or whatever Holy Spirit God has placed in your spirit to share with us. I tell people all the time, let's just take the word submission as properly being applied in the scripture. What it is saying is cooperation. When your boss gives you instructions, you submit. You cooperate with your boss because you acknowledge who he is. See, the attack on the Bible, the word of God, and even Almighty God himself is the idea, the thought is to minimize God as we eliminate God, as they, not us, as they eliminate God, they want to minimize God. They want to make God evil. They want to make him throwing thunderbolts at people and turning them into a pile of ashes. He's evil. He's grumpy. I don't want a God like that. Well, who would? But see, that's not our God. There is a judgmental part of who God is because he's the creator. He made us. He has the right to judge, not you and I. Discernment and judgment is two different things. If I see an apple, I'm going to call it an apple. That's not judgment, that's discernment. But I'm not going to consign somebody to hell because I don't have that authority. That is the judgment that a lot of people misuse and don't understand. But submission is just cooperation, woman of God. And a lot of women out there, they're submitting to their boss, they're submitting to their boyfriends. But the Bible said, wives, hello, submit to your husbands. So let's get that part straight. Amen. Any thoughts on that, woman of God?
Amen. I believe that we have to, it's hard to submit when you don't really understand love and respect. All of those,
that's so true.
To me, if you love right, and then that'll cause you to respect right. And when you love and respect is in order, then submission falls into place easily. And so there are some things that I believe that women have to get in order. And the way that the world is being taught today, is independence and can't nobody tell me nothing. But That's not God's way.
All right. Oh,
and we cannot get so caught up in what's going on in today's world and what's cool in today's world that we forget about what the Word of God says. Like you said, submit yourself to your own husband. And so we'll find ourselves, like, just like you said, submitting to everything of the world, but not submitting to the order of God. And so when we love God and we respect Him, we respect what He says. We love who He loves. We respect who He respects. And we submit to the order, you know, and the precepts that God has set forth for us. And marriages would last longer if people really understood what they were agreeing to when they stepped into it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I have a response to all the critics of marriage. They say, marriage don't work. It's just a piece of paper. I don't need that. I have an answer to that, because they're always talking about the high divorce rate for believers and non-believers, Christians and non-Christians. Well, I'm going to say this. As far as Christians and non-Christians go, people are getting married, women of God, that aren't qualified for marriage.
Right.
Very, very plain and simple. When you go to certain amusement parks, they have a scale, and they say you have to be this tall to get on the ride. If you're not this tall, you can't ride. We got people that are not mentally, emotionally, and spiritually tall enough for marriage.
Right.
Hello.
Right. Amen.
They're getting on that ride, and they bailing out. You don't even fit. You're too small for your mind. Mm-hmm. is too small to fit in this seat. I can't even put a seatbelt on you, because you're not going to stay in it. You're going to fall out. And that's exactly what they're doing. You're tuning in to Fire the Gospel Experience, and I'm here with Woman of God, Rashada Thompson. Woman of God, evangelist, minister, gospel artist. And then we're going to talk about the difference, because she spoke on it. I just want to bless y'all with this beautiful, beautiful music that she has been, that she's been blessed to create and present to us. We're going to talk about the difference between being gifted and being anointed. Because when you are gifted, woo, you can pack the house. But when you're anointed, you can make every eye cry as we give God His glory.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring God. We are your evangelistic outreach ministry. We are here to honor and give God his just due praise. Yes, we are. We are here also to encourage you, people of God, as the best way we can, as well as reach out to those listening to this broadcast that might be considering Jesus Christ, that may have some questions that haven't been answered. Hopefully between what Holy Spirit God gives to me to share, as well as my special guests that come on this broadcast, we might say something that will draw them closer to the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, where they can accept him like we did as our personal Savior, woman of God, Rashida Thompson, and be born again. Before the music, and I want to thank you for taking us behind the veil of praise with that beautiful song, giving God glory. What does it mean to give God glory? Because we know God has all glory. He has intrinsic glory. He has glory within himself. If no one ever speaks a word of praise, wave their hands, clap our hands, shout and sing unto God, God still has glory. So when you sing about giving God glory, how does that process become a reality? How do we as believers give God glory?
I believe that God anoints us. He shares. He puts his glory upon us. And the glory that he enlightens us with, what he anoints us with, we should give it back to him in praise, in worship, in acknowledgement of who he is.
Amen.
And what he's done for us.
Amen. I can recall when Moses went up to the mountain to speak with God in his journeys to do the Ten Commandments. There were no tablets of stone. And he came down, and the people were so afraid, and because when they looked at Moses, his face shone like a light like they had never seen before. That's one way to give God glory. His presence of glory shines and radiates on us. But the glory that we give him, we should have a light of God's glory that shines in us by the agape love that we display. People should see in us actions and behavior and responses that they don't normally see in the world. I'm talking about goodness, kindness. I'm talking about being the answers to problems and not being more of a problem adding on to situations. I'm saying this, woman of God, as believers in Christ, by us being there in one way or another, we are supposed to make every situation, circumstance, and atmosphere a little bit better. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amen. Amen. Now, tell me this, woman of God. You can be gifted and you can be anointed. What's the difference? How do those two effects, responses, if you will, play out so that somebody that's gifted won't think they're anointed, and somebody that's anointed will understand that they are blessed to be anointed and not just gifted?
Amen. Well, we know all gifts come from God, and
they do.
You can pervert your gift.
Uh-oh.
Because when you try to make your gift about yourself and you don't acknowledge God, you know, God gives us all gifts and talents, but that doesn't mean, just as we talked about glory, that doesn't mean that he put his glory on it because you're not giving him glory and acknowledgement back for your gifts. And so you can get up and sing, and you can move emotional people, but the anointing, the anointing of God is what destroys the yoke. And so some people don't know the difference between someone just using their talent. They use their, I know how to sing, so I know how to reach you emotionally. But you can reach people emotionally and not reach them spiritually, so people will be bound. But when it comes to people who are anointed and gifted by God, You know, those things not only move people in their emotions, but they move them in their spirit, and they break yokes off of people.
Wow.
And so when we are anointed, it is 100% God working through us. It's not us in our gifts and our talent. It's 100% God. And the Bible says the spirit does not strive with man always. So, none of us are in the spirit all the time. But just because we have a gift or a talent, it does not mean that we should just act like I did this. You know, I created this.
Yes.
No, the gift came from God and the talent. And so I think that sometimes God withholds the anointing because some of us are not mature enough to have the gift, the anointing, you know, and all of that wrapped up in there together.
I believe that's
so
true.
Some people have
woman
to grow into that.
I can recall those two that were on the road to Emmaus, and then they walked upon a stranger that was close, who was actually our Lord Jesus. And then when he left their presence, they said, didn't our hearts burn within us? I believe that God wants us to be more spiritual minded so that when we speak, they're not just audible words, but our words are connected with our spirit, which is connected with Holy Spirit God, which takes the words and give them a spiritual component with them. I believe that what comes from the heart reaches the heart. I believe that what comes from the soul reaches the soul. It's just a blessing to be used as God's instrumental ones. It's just a blessing, woman of God. So tell me, woman of God, a life that gives God glory is not going to always be a bed of roses. So we as believers, the Bible tells us that we need to put on the whole armor of God. So as we're giving God glory, how about a word of encouragement for you on the preparation from evil, dark, demonic forces that are coming to you as you fulfill your calling and your destiny and purpose in God? When you start utilizing your gifts, that light that God calls us to be is going to not only attract people that want to be saved, it's going to also attract evil, dark, demonic spirits. And sometimes it's going to come in the form of people. So we don't need to get it twisted. The real enemies that we're facing are not necessarily the people that we can see, but the influence that's in the people that we can't see. Talk about dark, evil, demonic influences that we have to engage in spiritual warfare, because it's a real thing that I don't think a lot of Christians are fully aware of.
Spiritual warfare and demonic spirits is real. I think that a lot of singers don't really recognize the way that the devil comes up against them, you know, because a lot of people just sing. Some people that sing don't even really go to church, but there is spiritual warfare, and it is not in his people. The devil uses people, but also he'll use anything against our bodies. So when we go before God, before people, and even at home, you know, we have to pray and cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus, plead the blood of Jesus over ourselves, because the devil is mad, and especially if he knows that you are going to impact somebody. He knows that. And so he's going to use whoever he can to distract you. He'll use what you like. He'll use, you know, things to pull you away. It can be a friend that's going to do something else that you enjoy doing. And it may not be no harm in it. But the devil, he is divisive. He'll use people that you trust to pull you out of the will of God. We have to be prayerful for God to direct our path and for God to give us discernment. It's not just singers, but all of us need spiritual discernment. And that's one of the main things I believe that we need to pray for. You know, strength, we need to pray to God for strength. God, you know, give me strength and number one, have a prayer life, because if you don't have a prayer life, you won't know what to pray for. But pray for strength, but God, give me discernment, because every open door is not a door for me to walk in. Sometimes the devil will know
you
that you're immature, and then he'll open a door for you to walk up and be on that platform. And if your character is not developed and you get up on that platform, he sent all kind of stuff your way, and that's why you see so many people falling. That's why you see people off into things, you know, because their character have not met the level that they're trying to walk on. So, you know, sometimes we need pray, God, don't let me walk into a door that I'm not ready for. You know, we can desire to go to the nations and to the world, but our character has to line up and be, we got to be able spiritually to fight the demons that's on that high level. That's a prayer life that
Lord
we have
Jesus.
To devote ourselves to in order to be able to battle with spiritual wickedness in high places. So when I go into different areas, there are different spiritual wickedness that I have to be ready and equipped to pray for. And the word of God is what equips us. So singers need to
That's
be
right.
in the presence of the word of God even more than other
Amen.
People, because that was the devil's soap and territory, the choir. He loved music.
Mm.
So
yes.
That's something
yes.
we have
Amen.
To be very careful about.
We need to understand that Satan is a cast-out former angel, Lucifer, that was the choir
mm-hmm.
director for the heavenly angelic choir. Amen. He's so beautiful. Had this position and title that boosted his ego way beyond what it should have been, totally unacceptable before God. Not only did he say he want to be like God, he said, I want to be God. I want to sit in that throne. And immediately he was cast down. Amen. See, woman
right.
of God, this is the platform that people such as myself are so grateful to bring you on, because, see, people see the videos. They hear the music. But it's these platforms where we get to get inside your spiritual mindset and hear you speak about your revelatory knowledge on spiritual discernment in the word of God and how you apply it to your life. Because what I heard that you didn't say, what I heard that you didn't say is live the life that you sing about.
Mm-hmm.
Be the
Absolutely.
Usher that you usher. Be the nurse that you nurse. Be the deacon that you deacon. That means don't let it just be a Sunday morning worship service activity. Let your calling speak for your life. Let it be your calling card. Let it be how you are known by people that aren't even there. We should be living lives of such beautiful reputation by help of Holy Spirit God that when somebody says something about us, we'll have a witness that will speak up for us and say, wait a minute, hold up, what did you just say? No. I know Sister So-and-so. I know Brother So-and-so. And what you said, man, that ain't even true, and you really need to stop that. But see, we understand now that people are so sensitive now, that hostility is so prevalent now. We understand that when we do speak up, we are subject to some potential harm, backlash, or even violence. So, saints
mm-hmm.
of God, just be prepared. Just ask God to give you the strength, that courage and faith that you need to be a show enough, like the elders say, show enough saved child of God. Woman of God, listen, I'm just happy to let you know that we appreciate hearing you all speak, because a lot of times we don't even know that y'all are ministers, that y'all are pastors, that y'all are preachers, that y'all are evangelists. All we know is that y'all got this real hip, hot, gospel song out, gospel music out, EP, and we need to know so that we can appreciate you as a disciple of God, not just a minstrel, not just a musician, not just a singer. So I need to let you know that, woman of God. We want to hear the full body of work as a Christian that you are, and it blesses us to know that you're not just singing, but you are actually living the life. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
What's in the plans, woman of God? What did God have in store for you? What's your next move? What's your next level?
Right now, I've actually just connected with the church as associate pastor And I am working, doing work within that ministry other than my own evangelistic outreach ministry where I travel and preach in different states and things like that. I'm back and forth in California. But right now I'm actually writing my second song. My first song, I actually wrote it sitting down at work. And I had the song 2 years before the Lord told me, okay, get up and do something with the song. And then he perfected the song. So I've already started writing my second and third song. And what I want to do, because when I did my single release last year in December, the song came out in December, I did a single release party, and I only released one song. So the next time that I put something together, I want my single release to be more than one song, you know, because I don't want to just sing.
Yeah.
I have to sing other people's music, and I love singing other people's music, but I want to sing more of the songs that I've written. So I'm taking more time now to devote to writing so that the next time I release music, I can at least sing about three songs, and even if I include my other songs, I just want to be able to produce more. So I'm taking this year as a year of meditation and writing, and then next year I'm looking to release more music.
Amen. Well, let me say this and share this little bit of appreciation with you, because I know that when you all work hard and y'all doing the studio and y'all making practices and y'all have to make schedule changes in your personal life to be able to put these wonderful new anointed new projects of music out here, it's the body of work. It's those songs that you have already released that when I play these songs, these folks don't know that this song was made 3 years ago, 5 years ago, because it's anointed. It still has
Amen.
That same effervescent spiritual high potency that it did when God gave it to you. So what I do is, that's why I said, woman of God, whatever music you got, send it to me, because I like to play a whole cadre of the music so that people can get such an appreciation for you was anointed 5 years ago because the music sounds good, it sounds new. You was anointed, that music sound good 7 years ago, still sound good. And how else can your music become a classic if it doesn't withstand the test of time? So you go ahead, you keep on writing these new songs, pray for God to give you that new, fresh, creative spirit to write, but always hold value to your previous works, because those are the ones that qualify to be classic. You don't go to the Hall of Fame until you retire, right?
Amen.
So
amen.
Those songs that have already been produced, don't put them on the shelf. Pull the bad boys out and let us be blessed so we can appreciate the longevity of your tenure as a minister of music, as a minister of the word, because this, it encourages us when we see the people of God that are so blessed over a period of time. That lets us know that if God did it for them, guess what? He'll do it for us too. Why don't you share with us how you can be reached for booking? Because I have 5 Kingdom collaborators that syndicate this Fire Gospel Experience. Somebody's going to hear it. It's a pastor, it's a concert promoter. They're going to hear this radio broadcast, this program that God gave us to produce today. They're going to want to get in touch with you to come to their Women's Day, to come to their revival, come to whatever they have going on. How can you be reached for booking? What are your social media contacts? And where
okay.
can your music be downloaded so that my listeners can continue to support you?
Okay. I do want to say that I Give You Glory is actually the first song that I wrote. I've been singing
okay.
other people's music my whole life, so this is my first song. But you can book me. You can go to my website. It's RashadaThompson.com. You can type in www.RashadaThompson, RoshadaThompson.com, or just type in RashadaThompson.com on Google, and it'll pull up my website. In that website, it has a slot for bookings and different things like that, and it's very easy to fill out a little jot form, and you can go to my website, and that's where I do all of my booking. Anyone that calls me on my phone, 318-245-8363, but I always send people to the website because that's where I do all my bookings at. You can look up my song, I Give You Glory, and my first name is Roshada R-O-S-H-A-D-A. And it's on YouTube, and it's actually on Spotify. It's on Apple Music. It's on DistroKid. It's on Prime Music. Any digital outlet that produces music, you can go type in I Give You Glory and Rashada, and it will come up. And you can download it from there. And it's also on the song is on my website also. And I have hard CDs. Not too many people use CDs these days, but I do have hard CDs that you can purchase and use for those that still use CDs. But digitally, you can go to any of those sites and find it. And I am on Facebook at Rashada Thompson. I'm on YouTube. If you want to listen to sermons or songs, you can go to YouTube and pull up my name and pull up a plethora of songs and sermons also. So those are my different contacts. Facebook, you can go to Instagram, find me. All of my social media handles have my first and last name.
Amen, amen. Well, listen, woman of God, minister, preacher, evangelist Rashada Thompson, we have been blessed by your presence. I just want you to know you have my full support in Kingdom Collaboration. If there's anything that I can do, if you have that burning desire to come and need a platform to share, then I want you to get in touch with me, because I will be more than happy to have you come back and be a return special guest on this Fire Gospel Experience. You have blessed us. You have been one of the highlights of my day, sitting down and just chopping it up spiritually with you, sharing some sanctified truth as God has blessed us to have. And I am just grateful that you now are one of those seasoned elder women that are being an example to women around you and to showing men around you what a seasoned woman of God looks like as well. Because the young women need to know, the young men need to know, and men in general need to respect the woman of God. Because, listen, woman was the last thing that God created. And I'm going to say this. Where do you think we get that saying, save the best for last? Because God knew that when he created woman, that he was going to use woman to bring forth the Savior of the world. And not only that, but women are the best part of the marriage, because when the man needs support, he ain't going to go to his children. He's going to go to that one that's right there by his side. So thank you, woman of God. Continue to be that awesome, amazing, anointed woman of God that you are. And you think you've been blessed. God has blessings that have been stored up waiting on you. Amen?
Amen. Thank you.
I appreciate you for joining us on this Fire Gospel Experience. Woman of God, Rashada Thompson, was here, y'all, on this Fire Gospel Experience, and she blessed us real good. Yes, she did. I feel like praising him. I just love when you anointed people of God come on this Fire Gospel Experience platform, man, and y'all just share so much spiritual truth and encouragement. Is just a blessing to have y'all doing what y'all doing. I be on a mad search for y'all. I be on Facebook all through the week looking for who can I find next. Holy Spirit, God, point me to the next person, man or woman, that could be my special guest on Fire Gospel Experience. And I'm inviting you. You anointed man of God, you anointed woman of God, to be my special guest and join us here on this Fire Gospel Experience. You can get in touch with me. Give me a call at 870-413-0220. Is my direct cell phone number to call. Leave me a message. If I don't answer, get right back to you. I'm a busy brother, but I ain't going to be too busy to Kingdom Collaborate. Or you can just send me a message right there on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson. Brother Ron, I heard your Fire Gospel Experience. God is blessing you. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I'm here to tell you he is. And I want you to join in on the blessings. I want you all to catch some of the overflow that God is pouring into my life, because I can't contain it. It's more than I can hold on to. So I'm just looking to be a blessing to you, and I'm talking to you. Or, listen, you gospel artists, man, in 9 years of ministry, 5 on this Fire Gospel Experience, I have received in the last 5 years of being the host of Fire Gospel Experience over 1,800 songs. That means there are a lot of hardworking, anointed gospel artists out there that have music that needs to be played, and I'm here for you. Amen. So listen, do what you do. We are about to get our praise on even more. Here is Man of God, Byron Thomas, who I'm looking forward to having this man of God come on this Fire Gospel Experience and join me as well. He's going to come on, and he's going to be talking about you are how God is, just who he says he is. Don't you know that God is able to bless us in so many ways beyond what we even can think or consider? All we have to do is just recognize who God is, be humble enough to acknowledge who he is. Don't be like the rabbit on the tricks cereal box and have tricks up your sleeve, or like the leprechaun that's running around tricking people trying to get a pot of gold that don't exist at the end of the rainbow. All we have to do is say, God, I acknowledge you for who you are.
You are the love of my life. You are the hope that I cling to. You mean more than this world to me. I wouldn't trade you for silver or gold. I wouldn't trade you for riches, I'm told. You are my everything. Oh,
Hello, I am Lady Rochelle. You are listening to Fire, the gospel experience with my brother Ron E. Jefferson, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my ministry Warriors Talk would uplift your spirit and give you new strength. And for more inspiration, you can tune in to Warriors Talk on UrbanBroadcastMedia.com every Monday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about fire on this station. Remember, it's all about kingdom building.
Bless your name, God. Bless your holy name. We're going to let you have your way. You're going to have it anyway, but we are your willing, submissive servants. We are your disciples, Lord Jesus. We are here to honor you in every which way that we can. Sounds of woman of God, Deborah Wilson, on this Fire Gospel Experience, talking about let God have his way. And before that, you heard from man of God, Byron Thomas, letting us know that you, God, are our highest priority, seeking you first, the kingdom of God, and all its righteousness is how we have decided to live the standard that we are living. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, and this is the segment of Fire the Gospel Experience, where you gifted, talented, anointed people of God that are narrators, orators, that have the gift of speaking to share on Word of Inspiration. And I am so excited and happy to have you all come and bless us with encouraging words of wisdom. Here is, I guess you could say, she is a veteran regular to this broadcast on Word of Inspiration. I'm talking about woman of God, Monique Washington. Just want to share a little bit about tidbits. Amen.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. I want to share with you a little tidbit here. Whenever you respond to someone, you have an option to react or send a message of love and kindness. And so on Messenger, someone can send you a message or they can react to what you sent. So you have a choice then, your response. Will it be godly or will it be ungodly? Will it be full of malice, discontent, hatred, or anger? Or will it be full of love and kindness? Jesus Christ chose to react in kindness and love. Did he get angry? Yes. Did he flip those tables over? Yes. But what provoked his wrath? Questions. What provoked someone's wrath or anger towards you? Are you sending that type of message to them? Or are you reacting in a negative manner? Take a moment to evaluate. Take a moment to self-reflect and do a heart check. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What is being added unto you? What are you adding to yourself? What are you adding to others? Think about this. Until next time, stay up, be blessed. Well, the author.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you. Thank you, woman of God, Mo, the author on this Fire Gospel Experience. You're such a talented, gifted, and such a busy kingdom builder for our Lord Jesus. Listen, if you want to be my special guest on Word of Inspirations, either live, get in touch with me. Just give me a call. Send me a message. Ron E. Jefferson right there on Facebook and say, Brother Ron, I want to be special guest on Fire for your Word of Inspiration. Or just go ahead and do like woman of God Monique Washington did and send me that 3 to 5 minute inspirational Word of Inspiration and send it to RonaldJefferson1@AOL. Just use your cell phone recorder and then play some soft music in the background like you hear me doing right here. And then send that bad boy, and I'll put it in the library, and I promise you, until we can get you here live, I'll send you the archive so that you can go ahead and continue to let people know that you are still ministering, that you are still blessing, that you are still moving as Holy Spirit God moves you. Amen goes right there. Listen, I have more anointed music. I have more time to give God his just due praise on this Fire Gospel Experience spiritual platform. We're going to be discussing shade from 1 Kings 19:4, the things that we go through sometimes, the ups, the downs, the ins and outs, and we need to find some shade, but that's only a temporary thing. We ain't trying to live under no shade, and we ain't taking no shade either. You know, nowadays they talking about shade, they talking about trying to sneak one in on the sideways on us, joning us, trying to put a cap on us on the slip tip. No, we ain't putting up with that either. But I tell you what, there are some things that we must endure, and we're going to endure them with the help of Holy Spirit God. We are going to live lives that just confound this world, because now that we have Holy Spirit God living inside of us, we have a power resource to help us act in ways that confounds the world with our behavior, with our proper godly attitudes. Amen.
We are living vessels of God Almighty. He's living in us, and he's directing us to do the things that we could never do on our own. I guess you could say it like the gospel group Reform. It's just the way God deals with us, and I know that he is going to take care of you and I always. Yes.
Lord, take care.
I'm here to tell you, we have a God that will take care of you. Lord Jesus, I'm trying to tell you, thank you before. Ain't nothing like that good sounding quartet gospel singing. Amen. Just love it. You're going to get some of all different types of variations of praise God music right here on this Fine Gospel Experience, because that's just what we do right here, right here. I would love for you to consider from the Word of God, from 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4, where we are talking about shade. Amen. Goes right. And the Word of God reads just like this. While he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, he came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. I have had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors. Wow. We all are subject to reach certain low points in this journey. We get fatigued physically, mentally. emotionally, sometimes even spiritually. And then we have an enemy of man's soul, Satan the devil, that is after us to try to trap us. And then we have our own proclivities where we fight against our own flesh. So we fight and struggles on many fronts, y'all. How many times have we believers in our Lord Jesus the Christ been blessed to experience the great move of our God in spite of those trying times and difficulties that I just spoke of? For his glory, yes, his glory, and for our own benefit as well as our witness. Far too many to count, to be sure. And probably, very possibly, more than we truly may ever realize. That is until, of course, when we reach the heavenly shores of God's eternal kingdom. Only to reach there and then come into another dark valley of difficulty, uncertainty, and unrestrained stress. Such was the case for the great prophet Elijah, who, after having won a tremendous victory over Jezebel and Ahab's 400 prophets of the false god Baal, now finds himself exhausted, weary, and worn, and ready to quit, give up, and check out. 1 Kings 18 and 21 tells a story that we need to go back to just for refreshment and for those that may not know. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, "How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." And the people answered him, "Not a word." Verse 22 says, "Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. They was hiding in the back. I didn't see them 50. Verse 23 says, "Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it. And I will dress the other bullock and lay it on wood and no fire under it." Fire, fire, fire. Verse 24 says, "And call ye on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answers by fire." Hello, y'all. Fire. "Let him be God." And all the people answered and said, "It is well spoken." Elijah asked the question, "How long halt between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him." And the people answered him, "Not a word." Now, we believers suffer greatly on many fronts when we allow doubt to overrun our faith. After a miraculous sign of fire from God and the massacre by Elijah over the 400 false prophets of Baal, Elijah had an unexpected turnabout in his faith, y'all. He had an unexpected turnabout in his perseverance, status, and stature in God. 1 Kings 19 and 1, "And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword." And Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah. I don't know how she found it, but she did. "Evil will always find a way," saying, "So let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." Oh, my God. That almost make you want to go run and find some shade somewhere. Amen. Amen. Listen, y'all. We're talking about shade from 1 Kings, chapter 19 and verse 4 from the Old Testament, because I found just as much wisdom from God in the Old Testament, historically speaking, that's still relevant, that can hit me now, today, the world that I'm living in, as well as in the New Testament. The principles of God carry the same weight, Old Testament as well as the New Testament. It's just a matter of us being those diligent Bible students that are willing to put forth extra effort to dig down deep and find the rich treasures that are right there in God's word. But like woman of God, that beautiful teenage gospel woman of God that is letting God use her over in the motherland of Africa. Talk about young sister, Precious Emmanuel. You got to be covered by the blood. There's no other way that you can please God or even enter in his presence till he see the blood of his son, our Lord Jesus, covering your life. You got to be covered by the blood. Yes. Yes.
Blessings correct, people collect, worries forget. We don't connect. Blessings correct, people collect, worries forget. Who them be? What them do? Don't know say we born again. No they fight another day. We just want but what do we? Who them be? What them do? Don't know say we born again. No they fight another day. We just want.
Not said so. The enemy shall rise against me in the thousands, but they will definitely fall. The trials, temptations, troubles, and temptations is all the enemy presents. But the glory of the Lord is risen upon me, so why should I be scared? I'm covered by the blood, so all things work for me. I'm covered by the blood, so all things work for me. I'm covered by the blood, so all things. I'm covered by the blood, so all things. I'm covered by the blood, so all things work for me.
By the blood. Thank you, woman of God, that beautiful young princess over there in the motherland, Africa, Precious Emmanuel, kicking down the devil's doors in the beautiful name of Jesus. She's covered by the blood, and that's a beautiful thing. We are discussing for your spiritual sanctification as well as your spiritual nutrition from the Old Testament book of 1 Kings, chapter 19 and verse 4 is our reference text. And we're talking about shade, y'all. What we left off is we were just discussing how Jezebel sent the messenger unto Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me. And more also, if I make not thy life, talking to Elijah as the life of one of them, one of those 450 false prophets of Baal that he massacred by tomorrow about this time. Amen. Now, we believers in God would all do well to pray for a pre-fortification in strength after victories. Yeah, because sometimes, man, we'll be walking around feeling so good, feeling so proud about what God has done for our life that we might leave an open door for attack, a sneak attack, because the enemy will always come back to try to get us when we least expect it, that's for sure. Amen. We have enemies that we look to, that will look to counter attack us after their retreat. They're going to circle back on us. The prophet Elijah found himself unprepared, exhausted, and depleted, sitting under the shade of a broom bush tree, ready to retire. 1 Kings 19:3 says, and when he saw that, he arose and went for his life.
and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. He ready to quit, y'all. He laying off folks. Verse 4 says, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die. Said, it is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am not better than my father. When we find ourselves in these times of weakened states, we first of all must be fully honest with ourselves and take immediate action. It's one thing to take a vacation or staycation, as the common phrase is in our modern day life, staycation. I'm going to stay for a little while. I'm going to take a whole vacation. I just want to stay for a little while. But quitting on our God is never an option, no matter how attractive and resourceful our juniper broombush tree may appear. It's a sign of our humanity being overloaded and a seduction as well from the dark side of the devil. Verses, 1 Kings 19:5 says, and he lay and slept under juniper tree. Behold, and then the angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. Verse 6 says, and he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. Verse 8, and he arose, and he did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat, that biscuit, that bread, and that water 40 days and 40 nights until Horeb, the mount of God. Amen. One thing about being in the shade to rest and replenish is a sure sign that we are sold out to the Lord. Yes. It's one thing, but never to be sold out from the Lord, as that coach tells their players to leave it all out there on the field, court, or wherever. We give God our all. When we do, He, God, is there waiting to fill us up all over again, to fill the emptiness that may be in our hearts, minds, and souls, because our hearts, minds, and souls have been given to Him, to God, by us as our gifts for His wonderful gift of salvation. The Lord said, I require of you your mind, your heart, and soul. And that is the gift that we return back to God through humble submission. We say, here, God, take my mind, take my heart, take my spirit and my soul. It's yours to use as you see fit. Amen. It goes right there. And we thank you, dear God. We bless you, dear God. For the shade that we can use, but we ain't trying to stay there, because like man of God, Johnny Ruffin is going to tell us, yes, we're going to stay in the shade, because even our Lord Jesus went to the garden to be alone to rest and replenish himself, because when we come back, guess what? Man of God, Johnny Ruffin Jr. tells us the outcome. We're going.
I know that you've been hurting, going through heartaches and pain. Sometime in a storm, can't find shelter from the rain. But know there's going to be a day when God is gonna wipe your tears away. Just hold on and be strong, you're going to win. Every day is something different you might be going through. Between family, your friends, and bills, you don't know just what to do. But give it over to the Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, for giving us the victory. We are winners, make no doubt about it. Sounds of Man of God, Johnny Ruffin Jr. Want to thank those beautiful people out there at One Way Media for continuing to support this wonderful, wonderful ministry that God has blessed me with. And then, you know, I'm going to tell y'all something. Yes, there are times that we do need shade, but we just discuss the fact that shade is just a temporary place that we need to just refresh ourselves. Because sometimes, like woman of God Andrea Renee Williams will tell us, sometimes we have to run to the shade. Sometimes we have to run to our God. Sometimes we have to acknowledge and be honest enough with ourselves to acknowledge, you know what, this is a little bit too much for me, but who do I run to? I'm going to run to where I could get some help and some strength. I'm going to run to God.
Who will I run to? Who can I turn to? Who's gonna catch me and not let me fall?
Hello, I'm Woman of God, Coach Tamara J., Certified Coach Trainer, CEO and founder of the Empowerment Coaching Institute, speaker, radio host, counselor, and certainly a born-again believer of the Lord Jesus the Christ. Grateful to God Almighty who called me to celebrate who he is in the highest degree. I'm inviting everyone to join me on my new broadcast, the Life Coach Collective podcast, where you will be blessed in the engaging, encouraging, and uplifting biblical real-life conversations where my special guests will share their experiences, knowledge, strength, faith, and expertise on how God has manifested their life in a very special way. You can tune in to the Life Coach Collective podcast on Tuesdays at 12 o'clock p.m. noon Central Standard Time beginning July 13th, 2021. Visit me at CoachTamaraJ.com for more information, or if you want to be my special guest, you can contact me at my email, EmpowerYou@CoachTamaraJ.com. I'm also encouraging everyone to get a new copy of my book, My Love Prayer Journal, where we are sharing powerful prayer declarations to activate your faith and enrich your life, your relationship with God. You can purchase a copy of my book at CoachTamaraJ.com for the simple price of $14.95. And you are listening to The Fire, the gospel experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the fire of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to The Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you strength. Be a blessing to your family, your friends, and coworkers by telling them about The Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
I'm having a moment and need this for me. I was at a place in my life at a time I should not have been. You poured out your spirit, Father, and placed it aside. You made me feel joy and feel love overflowing, gave me paradise. Oh, I'm in love with Jesus Christ. He's the highest of the high. If you don't know him, don't judge me. You don't have to wonder. How long it's gonna be until you come, Father? 'Cause I can't live my life without you here by my side. One last request.
don't need a lot of leg room. This is something that everybody can do. You ready? Here we go. 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 Let's go.
Front, back, rock it side to side.
Come on.
Front, back, rock it side to side.
Come on.
Front, back, rock it side to side.
I'm rocking side to side.
I'm rocking side to side.
I said
front.
Sounds a man of God, Vincent Becton, Highest of the High. I had a pleasure of meeting that young man at the 2023 Music Love Awards, and I'm telling you, you talking about a smooth, cool brother. He wear his hat and walk like he from Detroit. I don't know where he from, probably from Cleveland or somewhere real cool, just like that. Amen. Listen, you all, y'all have been such a blessing to me. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, minister, gospel artist, Rashada Thompson, for coming in and blessing us with so much strong spiritual content, so much strong spiritual conversation, discernment and wisdom, and blessing us. And I'm so grateful for woman of God, Monique Washington, for sending those recorded messages for Word Up Inspiration. I thank you ladies so much. I bless you both in the name of Jesus. When we have two on our plates, we invite fatigue, disappointment, and frustration to overwhelm us. Why it's good to have somebody around us that can help us, even when we can't help ourselves. We have to have balance to go in our spiritual life. Got to take care of our mind, got to take care of our body, got to take care of our soul. I pray God bless you and keep y'all real, real good. Going to leave y'all with woman of God, Crystal Cherie. Don't you dare block your blessings. Thank you, woman of God, for sharing that message, because sometimes we can be our own worst enemy to get in our own way. Until next time, y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus, the Christ, the Redeemer, the Savior of the whole wide world.
Queen, disagree, we don't need the affirmation, we just navigate the seas.
Shut up, there's a monster. Shut up, there's a monster.